Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome. Psychics Wild is who we are. We're enjoying a lot of you that are calling in tonight. If you're ready for a fun time and a positive part of your life, call in. This is Psychic Jethro, and I'm welcoming a lot of the friends and family of all of our individuals that love the show because we're back, and this is a new live show brought to you by Blue Moon Treasures and our other sponsors, Insurance for the Reiki. So those of you who are listening in, make sure that you call 773-897-6461. We will try to get some calls in. We do a little bit of free readings. We do a lot of fun, and we talk about different topics. We are a paranormal group, so get ready to get a little bit more than just normal. Well, this is an individual that's my host tonight, and I love her so dearly, who's not normal, and thank God. You're going to realize when we bring her in, this is a certified psychic medium. She was born with a gift and has been reading professionally for over 25 years. She uses her gift to envelope the past, present, and future, healing at a soul level and drawing communication with loved ones. It's our wonderful, beautiful friend from Maine, Dina Flanagan. How are you, Dina?
I'm great. Jethro, is anybody normal?
Good question. Oh my gosh, I hope not. That whole idea of you're just normal. But actually, I guess, you know, there are people who's looking in. I've heard people say, I just want to be normal. So I think that we're going to have to be honest. I don't think any of us are, and thank God we're not. We got so many people calling in and teasing. Blue Moon Treasures is our sponsor. For those of you who love angel pictures and angels, come on down. We've got a few girls left that are made with love by Linda Jolly Richards, who makes them with hands and love to put them out. We have a couple of those here today. We had someone ask me today, your sister makes such beautiful work. We're going to be looking into stopping in and taking a couple of those pictures and putting them on our morning TV. So those of you that are here in Tampa, Florida, look on the TV and you'll see a couple of pictures where the little angel that's named Sarah is actually working. My sister's Linda Jolly Richards. It will have a little part under there where you can come and pick Sarah up. She's here and needs a home. So, Dina, we've got a lot of people here. It's been a little bit since me and you've worked. And tonight our topic is trust. And we're working on the energy of it, and we're working on, those of you know, Pluto went backwards, meaning it's in retrograde. So as a Scorpio, Pluto rolls a lot of mine. I'm supposed to be bringing out all of my dark, odd energies. I don't know. I do have to be honest. Trust is a hard word for me. Gina, are you a trusting person or not trusting?
Well, the ability that we have, we know who we can and can't trust in a way. Like, say if we're in a crowd of people and we feel like someone's not safe, you know, then you can feel that. You don't trust them, so you move away from them. But in a relationship or in general with people and friends that you know, I start out with the trust. But then if they do something to lose the trust, then that's a different story. And then with some people, you might have a question, but then they have to earn the trust, you know? So it's all over the place. Depends on what the situation is.
I think that's the hardest thing being psychic is to do that, because we do have that. And it's sometimes so much easier to read someone else than it is yourself. I know for me, one of the most hardest things about this gift is it will tell me as things are happening. Good example, I have something in my life that's very significant. Let's say a relationship, and they want me to go about it so it unfolds. I can remember I had just been married. I was married that day in a very good service and wedding. And as we were going up a very high part of Colorado, headed to my honeymoon. The guides let me know this was not going to be a good relationship. And my trust level went right over the edge because I'm like, wait a minute, you had me marry this individual. I had felt very good. I had defended this person. Those of you who know about my family with the Native American Dutch know that they're very strong people. They're never mixed. There's never one of those where you sit down and say, we'll kind of do this. We'll be here. They stand up. You know, right from the front is our expression, come from the front. So people had fought about the relationship and then to find out I'm with it. Have you done that, Dina? Can you share a little bit over the radio? What do you do when you find out psychically that you're with the person and then the guides want that to stop?
Oh, that happens all the time. I think what happens really is that they want you to be with that person for whatever you have to learn, that lesson you have to learn. So they're giving you a green light, go, you know? So you're like, all right, this is it, you know? And so you get in it, you know, sometimes your lesson can take 6 months, sometimes a year, sometimes 5 years, you don't know. And then all of a sudden it's like a red light. So you're like, but then when you look back on it, you can really see now, I've in some of my past relationships, you can see with each and every one, the thing you had to learn. I try to take away the positives from all of them, you know, the good things that I got, the lessons I got. And because each one, it gives me growth to move on to where I've got to go next. And in each thing I do, it really helps me to have empathy with everybody I read because I've been through so much. So I can really empathize with everybody else in their turmoil and trouble. And I think that's a lot of being a psychic. That's why we're in some of these relationships.
The most phenomenal friend of mine in Sedona told me she was the number one reader and tarot girl in Ohio and just phenomenal dancer and friend named Carrie. And she told me, she goes, a lot of times, Jethro, the energy will come to you on something that's going on. Now, that's different. We have a lot of ones writing in. And tonight, I do know that you guys are looking for different people. Please know that they're out there. We are a light group, so we're doing light work. If there's something going on with Facebook, I do apologize. But Facebook is going through it. Thank you, Valerie, for following us and loving me and Dina. So if you're having something with that, Facebook is doing something we don't understand, and we've had people say that they're having a problem. Never get offended. It's just like this phone here. We have crazy times there. Me and Dina trust you. We know you're going to call back because we love you and it's our job. But if the phones drop, you call back 773-897-6461. Same thing with Facebook. We are experiencing some really silly times, and I know some other people are doing it. Please don't feed into that. If somebody is upset, there's no reason. We are all workers of light, and that's what we're going to continue to do here. So if you want to have a discussion of it, we're here for you. Dina, I've got to ask you about this. My boyfriend is 27 years old. I am 46. A lot of our friends are having a problem with this because they said, I didn't just rob the cradle, I seem to keep rocking it. But what's happening now, oh my gosh, I got that, is that as we're working through our work and our time together, his mother is very much ill, and other people are telling me that this is going to be a little bit of a problem. She's asked him to not see him. The problem I'm having, Dina, is she is psychic. Is it fair to say that we should stop seeing each other?
This is the way I see things. And I don't know all the particulars, so maybe there's something you're not telling me, but I feel like if your parents did what they wanted to do, you know, they lived the life they wanted to live, and for them to ask something of you is not fair because they did what they wanted to do. Now, if the relationship was harmful, I could understand that, you know, in some way. But if you really care for each other, the age difference don't matter. My grandmother was 20 years younger than my great-grandmother was 20 years younger than my great-grandfather. And they lasted for years and years and years and years and had children and whatever. So it's really not about what people tell you to do. If it's not a toxic thing, I say go with your heart.
I love that. And that's so beautiful. I can see that also going into it. They said to make sure that you understand as we're delving into this, make sure that you're going into another work together and another position happening, and it's also becoming even stronger. So we're delving into another work for all of you guys that are handling that. Make sure that you're getting it all together. We have a new friend that's working with us here, and she's telling us Jethro, we've got the phones calling in, and we're so happy with the new people. We are Psychics Gone Wild, and we have been doing this. I professionally want to tease a couple of you friends that are asking the question. I was born with this gift. I know Dina also, we're going to talk about a little bit here. It is a different trust when you have that. We put out a light work and we do this. We offer people to come in and help them, and we're always there for them. So as we begin this new cycle, we do also encourage that you do the positive intent. So as you're put into a room or another place or something else going into this, make sure that you're getting that time and all that work together, because there's no problem with working out with the friends. I have some people that are writing. I know there's some other shows coming up, and I encourage everyone to go out and do their own radio show. I think the more of us that do this, the better. I do ask that those of you who are writing in that love the show, tell me about why they're writing. Dina, you have always handled men that are very hard to deal with. My sister loves to listen into the show. She says that you're the greatest one. Well, I got a doozy for you, Dina. My man has been caught having affairs on me 6 times in the last year. We're now in April. I mean, he has more than once a month somebody new that he's having an affair with. I have decided now that I keep his phone watched. I work with him on it. I've been able to track his car. I also have something now that is able to tell me when he checks into a hotel. I'm running out of ideas, Dina. What do I do with this man who likes others more than he seems to like me?
Well, what size shoe do you have? I say, whatever size your shoe you have goes right up his behind.
Oh, my God.
That would be what I do, but we're all different. So, anyway, I think at this point, what comes to mind is, what's the point of tracking and doing all that when you can't trust him, somebody who doesn't want to? So either you come to the conclusion to have an open relationship, or you move on and you can find that happiness and joy in someone you can trust. And I'm not saying you have to leave him. I'm saying you come to that decision. Now, if you're quite comfortable with what's going on here, which it doesn't sound like you are, then perhaps you could have an open relationship. You know, that might be an idea, instead of, because you're going to worry yourself to death. You're going to get yourself sick, and things are going to start happening, and your quality of life is going to go downhill. And that is what I'm saying. Nobody is worth that. Not one person is worth that. And that's my answer.
I love it. And I got to tease you. You know, I love Dina's explanation. Go, girl. I've listened to this show quite a bit, Dina. I think it should be both feet. Keep kicking him until you feel better, because if some guy ever did that to me, I live in Manhattan, and he'd be in Georgia so fast he wouldn't know what part of South he missed out on. Your friend Telba, just keep telling him, girl. Well, we're having a lot of fun here. I hope you guys are tuning in. If you would like to get in, we do have our own Skype room, and it's always been under Psychic Jethro, and I am attempting and working with that. So if you'd like to join me on Skype, I welcome. And I do ask those of you who do want to be positive to come aboard. Those who don't, please don't. I do take Facebook and other things that you're doing on Facebook offensive. So play nicely with me, and I will with you. If not, then I choose to take the higher road of, we're here to help. So we've got a lot of you guys writing in. Dina, I'm in love with you. I got to tell you, my husband tells me that you're better than chili. Well, I got to tell you, he eats a lot of chili around here. And the funny thing is, the other night he was telling me that he listened to this show, and you actually told a woman that she should go ahead and date the man that was causing you the hurt and go through it. Do you believe in karma? Because this man is crazy. Sometimes he's telling me that I'm having affairs and I'm being around and I've never dated around. Should I stay in a relationship with a crazy chili-eating man, Dina, or should I show him the boot? Uh-oh. We've got a night tonight.
Well, now talk about the topic being trust. That clearly says that he don't trust you. And so when he doesn't trust you, there's probably other areas in your relationship where there's mistrust. And that's got to come out in other ways. So I would work on, you know, trying to ask him what is it that you don't trust about me? Where are you getting these ideas? Where are they coming from? And clearly, it's probably something that he experienced in the past, and not something you did. So it's probably something he's carrying into that relationship, you know, that he's had. So try to get to the bottom of that. And if you can, that's awesome. you know, and work on it. But if you can't, then, you know, you just, life is too short. That's my answer. Life is too short. You know, you got to enjoy it. And if you're not enjoying it that way, then you've got to find a way that you do enjoy it.
I love it so much. And you're turned into PsychesGoneWild.com. I love you writing in. Jethro, it's good to hear you and Dina back. I've got a friend over here, Ted, telling me, Dina, I don't care what, Jethro, leave Dina alone. Okay, Ted, I'm going to leave Dina alone. That joke started, those of you who did, over 3.5 years ago. We've been helping other people, and we got people going to their own. They're out there working. We're all working. I believe, like Doris Day, I believe the world is there, and say, sarah, sarah. And I used to laugh at that song, you know, the future will be whatever it is to be. But reading the future and being a psychic, I love that song. So those of you that are tuning in tonight, we're going to be giving out a song fund for the best person that comes up with a clever song to say how they're feeling about their lover or their life. How do you feel trust? How do you feel with it? And we got some funny ones already writing in. But me and Dina will give you a prize tonight of a beautiful necklace from Psychics Gone Wild sent to your house free. But you got to go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. And you got to put in what song says your life, what says about your love right now. Double guns is what my life says. I'd like to take both of them to my wife. Oh, my gosh, we got people going.
Yeah.
Okay, now Blood and Roses, I guess, could be a song for you, but I want you to do more of a happy, but if I understand that. Okay, double guns. okay, Too Hot to Trot Now, Baby. Okay, Dennis says that his girl's so hot to drop that Dennis can't believe he's that lucky over in Tennessee.
Well,
yay. Dina also is too hot to trot, but I can't sing it to her because I've never met her. Okay, well, that's good, Dennis. Stay cool. Don't go for the stuff that's going to get you in trouble. We love all you guys. Dina is the most funnest one to listen to, Jethro. I want you to keep up the show. I've been sending in for a while to other friends my marketing idea. I feel that I should have a time where I get on Facebook, cause fights with you, and then start my own radio show. And if you tune in, you'll find out who's doing that to you now. Okay. Well, thank you. Okay. If that keeps you guys in the flow. You know, I'm a loving person, and I know that God works in mysterious ways, and I'm sure we all have people out there that can bother us in their way. We're going to grab that phone. 216, how about let's do some Psychics Gone Wild with you, 216?
Well, I didn't think I'd be the first one. Hi, how are you?
How are you? I'm so glad. Yeah, that people, you dropped them out of there. You were kicking them as fast as Dina was, right out that door. You got up there. You had no mercy, girl.
Are you eating? Jethro, are you eating?
Yeah.
You heard me? Oh, my God, they gave me banana bread.
I hope you enjoy it. No, I enjoy. There's nothing wrong with it. I spoke to you back in October. It's been a while.
Oh, I love you. Thank you. I'm sorry. You did bust me, though.
I hope you enjoy what you're... No, don't even worry. I know you had said on the show you like sweets, too. I remember.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
I love it.
Okay, I'll ask either one of you. Doesn't matter. I am contracting. My contract job ends next week. It was a project I was on, you know, and they were very nice people. But I was wondering, am I going to get another job? I know my recruiter has another one in the works for me. Do you see me working again? I'm sure I will, but what do you see? I'm going in panic mode.
Well, you don't need to go into panic mode because I see not only one offer, but like two or three offers, you know, two or three options, I should say. So, even though, you know, there's one in the works, still get your feelers out there and look out because
I am. I do it. I've been looking faithfully. I mean, I spend 70% of my life sending out resumes, but go on.
Well, that's good because I feel like you're going to have several offers coming in and you'll have a choice. I feel like you're juggling maybe two at once. You know, I feel like you may be juggling two kind of jobs or contracts or what have you at once. Maybe not right away, but eventually this year. I wouldn't worry if I was you because I do feel like you have a talent that's needed.
I'd be working again. It's done next week, but do you think I'll get another one by the end by May? In May, how's that?
By May?
In May, how's that?
In the month. I feel like you'll have one within the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, and you were right about the two jobs. I have a job I work on Saturdays. It's a second job. I keep it just in case I don't have it, you know, for backup. How's that? They keep me because
I... That's awesome. I have two jobs. Yeah. Jeff Rowe, do you have anything to add?
Well, the same thing, and I just love the fact, I do remember talking to you. I have a lot of people, but I'm just so happy you called back, and thank you for being one of our true followers. We have people teasing, and they go, she's psychic, Jethro. No, you're always eating. It's not a trick.
And you know what, Jethro, you're always so nice. When I called in one night, the night I called in last time, someone had called like 3 times in the day or something. You were so nice about it. You're just always so kind to people. You really are. You weren't rude. You know, I just wanted to let you know that, and I'm on the phone going, whoa. So, that's all.
I'm keeping you. You're our lifer with
that.
Us. I love you, too. That means a lot to me. I'm having a little bit of a bad day. Thank you. Blessings to you. And thank you. And do remember to come in. We're going to be giving away a really beautiful amethyst necklace tonight. What would you say would be a song for you and your relationship of love?
Oh, gosh. You know, what's that one song? Gosh. Put me on the spot. How about that one song from Carole King, You're My Best Friend?
Oh.
That one
You Got a Friend?
You got it, yes. Think about that.
Oh,
for
I
minute.
Love
I don't
that.
Know what made
my
me even think of that song.
That's awesome. That's a good song, yeah.
I think you have to be someone's best friend you have to be friends. That is so important with any, you know, it is. If you're not their friend, forget it.
Oh, my, I love it, and I agree. Yeah. And they're thinking, well, thank you, we got to run, and definitely keep calling in.
Thanks.
And follow along.
Get your
and tell
next
what
caller.
You think of us.
Thank you.
Thank you. What a night, Dina. We're back. We're having fun. They're right here. Jethro, we want to hear your song with Kay, and we want to know Dina's song with her boyfriend. It'd be interesting to see what your psychic songs are for your lovers. Okay, we'll have to come up with that, Dina. We'll think about that and before the show's over, come up with one.
And which relationship we're talking about. No.
Dina has, Dina, which boyfriend? You picked the good boyfriend of the honoree. You know, Dina's out camping, and we tease her aversively. I got someone here saying, you're going to laugh at this. Dina, I can't believe this. Every time I listen into this show, I get blue energy all around me. It's only when you're on. Patty is so great, and I enjoy the shows there. And I think that you two together, her purple energy and your blue, could get periwinkle. And then I would be a star. I've been working at this very hard for 6.5 years here, and I know that I'm moving soon to Atlantic, Georgia, where I'm going to be famous. How much would it cost to have you and Patty do a show? I do have some money, and I think it would help me become the star I'm meant to be.
Wow, that's awesome. And interesting, because blue is my favorite color. So that's really good. But, yeah, definitely get in touch with me, and I'm good. I'd love to do that.
Very good. Those of you tuning in, and we got to give you a little bit of energy here for all of you. Speaking of that color, Blue Moon Treasures is the place to go for your stuff. But what's even more better and right now happening is we're getting together for all of you in Tampa and the this area of Florida. If you're in Clearwater or other areas that are closed, please contact us there at Blue Moon Treasures. They're going to be doing some ghost tours with your truly psychic Ryan. He is out doing some work right now, and then there's a couple of restaurants and a theater and some places here where there's been ghost sightings, and they're getting together, taking their cameras and doing that. So if you're ready to get a little wild, Psychic Ryan is here for you, and he will set that up at 813-878-0000. Blue Moon Treasures. Dina Flanagan is probably one of the best I've listened to. I have to ask this question to her, Jethro. I'm in England, and my brother told me that I was table tapping because every time I come into the room, my Uncle Ned seems to be in there. He does not like me, and I know it because as a child, he used to try to trip me. Now he's on the other side, and nothing's changed. Twice now I've had him do odd knockings on the table, and he keeps doing no when actually I feel like he's saying yes. Explain to me how I cleaned this out of my house. I didn't ask for him to be here.
Mm-hmm. Well, whenever something like that comes in, I do, of course, the saging, and then I do, you know, different cleansings around there. But mostly I pretty much, after I do the cleansings and the saging, I don't tie into whatever they have to offer. So I tell them to leave, and eventually they go away, they leave. But also sage yourself, too. You know, all around under your feet and your hands and whatever. So sage yourself, and also just put a white light of protection around you. You know, a lot, and to me, the white light of protection is this incredible feeling of love. And so if you do all that and always stay in the positive, then I won't, it just won't bother you. They won't, I mean, it just won't bother you. It'll go away eventually.
Love it. Oh, my goodness. I have to know why my angel keeps calling on me. I have had 6 times that this angel has been there. I went to a psychic, and she told me that if I would give her $385, she could talk to the angel, and then the angel would bring me a blessing. I really would like to talk to my father. He passed a couple of years ago. I am working a job, and I don't seem to have the $385. Is there a way that I could maybe talk with my angel without having to spend that kind of money?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Because anybody, any psychic who does that, you know, they're trying to rip you off.
Yeah.
So you don't even buy into it. Because when you go for a reading, whether it be for a medium reading, that would be to talk to the uncle or what have you, or a psychic reading, you come up, it's a set fee. And your set fee is in range with everybody else's set fees. And there is no extra because that's what you're there for to begin with. That's what you're paying for all along, is to talk to them and talk to the spirit guides. So why isn't that being covered in the original fee? You know, or why isn't there a set fee? So no, definitely not. That means they're not really that legit, and they're just there to make money. And those are the types you don't want.
Exactly. And any time they start talking large amounts to do work, their mind and their goal is not what we're here to do. We do a hard work, and we should be paid for it. But you'll notice that if you look on psychicsgonewild.com or one of our websites that we do work with others with, that Dina, I have to know what to do with my mother's possessions. We had to put my mother into a rest home here 2 months ago. Sadly, the guides obviously have decided that my mother is going to be going home soon because the doctor let us know that she won't be getting out of this. It has torn me in 2 pieces. My sisters won't help me, and unfortunately, I am handicapped and cannot take care of my mother. Both sisters have left me here to contend with this. The situation that I'm dealing with now is my mother left things here at my house, and I'm not sure what I should do with them. I'm afraid that my sisters had said I should throw them away, but I don't want my mother to be hurt on the other side because she suffers from some dementia, and I feel that if I were to throw them away, she might be upset. What do you feel as a psychic I should do with Edna's belongings? Oh, my goodness.
I'm not quite clear on that, Jethro. Is the mother passed or just that she has dementia?
She's in an old folks home, and they said that she's soon to go, is what I've gathered.
Soon to go. Okay. Well, first of all, if she's soon to go, what's the rush on the possession? And so I don't understand that part. If it's a large amount of possessions, I would have them put in a storage unit.
Good idea.
Yeah, some sort. You know, there's different sizes. Storage unit. And until you can figure out what to do with mom's things, like if she's passed or whatnot, or legally, you know, pay for that storage unit fee. It isn't that much. You can hire somebody to get them over there because you said you were disabled. And then within the year, make that decision. Is what I would say. If you have to make that decision right now to get them out, then that's what I would do. I would keep them in a storage unit for her.
I feel that. And I agree with Dina very Harding. That was an excellent. And you said your mother, Edna, here is in that place where she is. And I've seen this with a lot of mediumship. Dina's a strong mediumship. When they go over to the light, they're so happy to be over there. The worldly possessions do change. But give yourself that time in the year so that you don't have any misgivings. And I do see you said your sister said to basically throw this stuff away. Let's do that a little bit of the year if you can afford to have that. Because as you said, you were yourself handicapped. I have a feeling that as time goes by, they may very well want a few of those items of their dear mom. So we thank you for writing in here, and please continue to listen in. I do love you guys in Albuquerque, and I do know that there is a friend down there that cooks really good steak. And when you see her, tell her me and Looney Lel, I'm living in here, and my sister Lel lives in Wyoming and is doing real well. So we love all of you guys, and continue to tune in. 856, you're on. We got a bunch of calls, and you got in. How are you, 856?
I'm good. How are you? This is Laura.
Fucking Laura, it's so good to talk to you. You've been out, and I'm loving to hear from you.
Yeah. No, I've been trying to cut back a little bit. Calling in.
I've missed you. I've been on vacation, and Dina's told me to get back to work.
So, can you guys do a general reading, or do you want a specific question?
Sure. I can do a general reading.
Go ahead, Jethro.
I'm feeling with you, Laura, in that to generally speak, that the guides are telling me that you're in a position of your life that is handling what you need to do. You are working within some energy that has to be corrected, and I feel that you are wanting something of teaching or knowledge. I keep seeing that there's some things happening for you that is also going into that for your life. They're telling me that you cannot put the books down. There's some more things you're studying or something you're studying, and then I keep seeing someone that is not sure of things is keeping you held down a little bit, is what I'm feeling.
Well, I started a contract, and I've been feeling a little out of my depth. I've been on it for about a month. It kind of threw me and a couple of the other consultants that they hired into the deep end without any guidance. And it's a little hard, and I'm not sure I'm up for it. And I was wondering if I should move on to a different contract with a different company. But I keep getting these coins. Everywhere I go, I will find coins by my car. So I think that they're trying to tell me, stay put, you're where you have to be, it's going to get better. Or maybe they're telling me that things are going to change and I need to go somewhere else. I'm not sure. But I know they're giving me messages because I'm getting the coins.
I think they're trying to tell you that there's more money to be had, is what I'm hearing. Don't become complacent in the contract. If you feel complacent where you are and you're not moving out of fear, it's in a way telling you that to get rid of the fear and that there's more money to be had, there's more places to go, more things to do. So, you know, you have to dig deep for this one on what you feel. But I feel like what they're saying is that the good things are coming to you. That's what I'm hearing. Abundance, prosperity is coming to you.
But so here's my question, though, because this contract does pay well. So is that what they're saying, that if I just – because, see, my ultimate goal is to purchase a home. And in order to do that, I really do need to make enough money and to be in a contract long enough to do that. So maybe this was a gift from them to enable me to get the home, and that I'm still, I don't know. I keep getting the coins all the time. I got another coin this morning. It's become funny. I start laughing at them now because I'm getting the coins, and they're always around my car.
Car meaning to go, you know, to go or get you from here to there. Yep.
You're bland, blessed, and we love what the angels within you should be, Laura. And I've been so missing with you. I think that you got to call in more, and don't you ever run and hide from us again, because I worry, you know, even on psychic, I want to see well.
Should I stay, or should I look for another job elsewhere, was this a gift to make my goal to get the house, and I should be in gratitude and just wait until, I don't know what the coins mean. I know that something's coming with prosperity, but
why are you questioning it? If this job makes a lot of money, why? What's the problem? What's making you question?
Here's the thing. I don't love what I'm doing, but maybe it's because I'm not giving it enough chance. I've only been there a month, and maybe more challenging prospects of the job are going to come up, and I might love it. So maybe it's just that I'm not being patient enough, and I'm not waiting it out. So that might be all on me. Why I'm questioning. That's why I have some doubt.
And what would it hurt to put some resumes out there and feelers out, and perhaps something you know, what better paying even comes in, or something you like and is better paying. What would hurt to do that?
Well, it doesn't. In fact, I am still, my resume is still out there, and I am still getting calls. So, but the thing is, now that I started a new contract, it's more difficult to take time off to go on the interviews. You know, it's not like I can just leave for the day, when, especially being brand new on the contract. It's not really something that you do. It would be looked at suspiciously, maybe.
But if it's something really, if something you really, really good that you wanted came up, you would do it. So at this point, I would say,
yeah.
So keep putting out the feelers, and then just, and if one really light comes up, then you can go to it. But in the meantime, stay where you're at.
Yeah, but and the coins you think are just, they just mean that something better's coming, or that this is the opportunity that I've been waiting for. For prosperity.
Well, like I said, right now, what you have no choice is to just keep what you have, and then take, if a good one comes along, you take that. So right now, the answer is to stay where you are at this present moment.
I mean, I'm seriously telling you, you cannot imagine how often I get these coins. It's like every other day.
Mm-hmm.
It's
also spirit.
They're really doing it.
It's also spirit sending you coins. Like, I get sent dimes all the time. You know,
yeah,
so it's,
I
it's
have three dimes and three pennies all together. It's
yeah.
The funniest thing. And
that
I have to, I just laugh at them. But I don't understand. My problem is I don't know what it means when I do get, I get signs, other signs too. And I never know, though, what they mean, other than maybe they're just letting me know that they're around and they're watching over me. I'm not like you or Jethro, where I can actually communicate and get the words. You know, it's not like I don't know what the signs mean. I do know that I feel comforted when I get them, though. So that's about it. But I don't know what they mean.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is that coins or other signs are sent to you from the other side. It's spirit guides telling you that they do watch over you, that you are okay, that whatever decision you make is going to be okay, and that they will guide you through and to the right one, is basically the message.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
you're on. Bless
I'll
you.
I'll call
back. Love you.
Thanks.
Okay, great. Love you. We are wild, and we mean it. We're getting wilder by the minute. There's ones coming in, and they said, Dina's back, and you got to be careful because Dina's being more of herself. I got to ask you guys, who was she before?
What?
I don't understand that. I did kind of get me. We're talking about trust, and the psyche's gone wild. This is Jethro. Been on a little bit of vacation, but I'm back here. Had a little bit of calling in. I have a friend that's asking me here over in Utah. I have a sister. They said her aura is very orange. I looked this up, and it said that she was very sexual and powerful. This is not true. My sister is very frigid and has had problems in her life handling things with people. Is this really true that a person that's in orange is very sexual? Because I find this offensive. My sister doesn't even, I think, date yet. Oh. I never heard that. I got to tell you, I have heard that there is, and let's be honest here, there are books that are not accurate. You can read a book. Doesn't mean it's accurate. If you've ever went into Wikipedia, you can tell how that is. It's there, but there's always a little bit of speculation. You're only as much as the author knows. So make sure you've got a good author. Have you ever heard of that, Dina?
Well, orange does is down there with your sexual chakra, so you know that it does have to do with that, but it doesn't mean you're sexual. It could mean that's the area you need to open up more. It could mean, you know, it might be there for a reason. Depends on what part of the body it's showing up on. What other colors are with it, and so it's kind of like reading the tarot. You know, the one feeds off the other, that feeds off the other. So it's not necessarily so. Where you're saying that she's kind of frigid or don't think she's had sex, that could just be an area that's showing up that she needs to work on.
I got to tease a couple of you that have wrote in tonight. They're asking Dina, what is your favorite tarot card? And if someone were to read you tarot cards, would you go out with them or not mix business with pleasure?
You know, I've never dated a psychic.
Oh, you don't like us psychics. That's the truth, Sal. I'm telling.
I'm like, oh, my God, that might scare me. But anyway, no. Several, actually. Naturally, I like the wonderful ones. But I'm a Libra, so I like love. I like the flowery things and beautiful things. So I really like the Lovers card. I like the Ace of Cups. And, you know, of course, I like the Wheel of Fortune in the world. But and the Magician. And the reason I like the Magician is because the Magician has it's got all the elements in it. And you have choices. As the Magician, you have choices, what you want to do. And so that, to me, I love getting. And I love all the Aces, of course. And I like the Queen of Cups. I look at myself as the Queen of Cups a lot. So, yeah, there's several in the deck that I just really enjoy because I can find positive in any card, really. And they're all so beautiful and colorful. And I use the Morgan Greer deck. I don't know if anybody knows that deck, but it's an older one. They're out of print now, I think. But the Morgan Greer has the most wonderful, beautiful pictures and colors. Not like the airbrushed ones that you get nowadays. You know, these are just, it's kind of the next step up from the Rider-Waite. So it's like similar to the Rider-Waite, but yet much more flowery and beautiful and colorful.
Love that. You know, and that's a part of what I've got to tell all of you friends and family who tune in a lot is this is what the beauty of it is. I always did the regular cards for years, and I felt like the Jack of Hearts. Now I'm afraid I've become the King a little bigger. But what was the excellent part was back in the day, as Ina's talking, one of the cards usually was not only a signifier, which some people use for their individuals, but it was a great way to do it. And I got to tease you, Jack Mathis. I do know that you are a friend and family. We talk here, and you've wrote back. You are a friend of mine in Denver, and I'm just so glad to see your name here. And thank you. The compliments mean so much. It's been a lot of years, and you're right. Dina is one of our best ones. He's writing here, Dina, and let me know through my Skype that he's going to be promoting this down there in Denver. He's a friend of mine. He's going over to Colorado Springs. He'll be having a fair there, and he's going to be handing this out. And he feels that his Dina Flanagan shirt is a great shirt. Now, I got to tease you, Jack. You're one of the few people who bought those shirts, and we don't have the gorilla on the back anymore. Gary and Dina and me, the Jethro Psychic Jethro shirt, and Jan Bach Drakey shirts have those. The other hosts got different things, and the company will not give me back that gorilla. So if you'd like to sell that shirt, I can tell you right now it's going for about $75, and we have, it's going for $100 in New York City. Delise is writing in that if you want to sell a Dina Flanagan shirt, even without signed, he'll bring it in. And I got to tease you, I know they're not signed because I sent them out before we could get them to Dina. I don't think Dina's even seen her own shirt. So we got to go.
There he is.
They're fighting over Dina's shirt. So we're going to go on with some of the phone and get some people in here before these two get into it over this shirt. I'll take the shirt right off your back, Dina.
Hello?
631. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to...
Hello? Apologize for having a little bit of technical difficulties. Hello, 661?
Okay, now I'm left.
Oh, hello?
Hanging here.
Can you hear me?
We can, and we're loving it. This is the Wallace energy. I don't know what you've got, but you got it going on, girl. You just blew a fuse.
Sorry about that.
We don't mind.
I heard
we're
an
Dina
echo
and Jethro.
When I...
Oh.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want me to ask a question?
Please, I do need to get your name to get permission from the guides to read you.
Lisa?
Hi, Lisa. Welcome. Lisa, what would you like to ask tonight?
About job search and work. I have a lot of things on my mind, so maybe that's... but right now, I mean, the main thing, I finished a contract job not too long ago, and I'm taking a class, so that's important. So it could be an interim job while I'm finishing the present class and kind of getting some other credentials in order. But I really need something to support me through this period. So it could be part-time. It could be, less than a quarter job. So wondering if you see something coming together. And I've had a lot of contacts with agencies and contacts and things like that. It's just, you just never know when something's going to come together. So wondering if you have any insight.
Jethro, you sounded like you wanted to jump on that one.
I do feel that, and I feel like there is a lot of work there going on, Lisa, and I feel that the job position is coming in with you, and that's a lot of why this is going on. Me and Dina are very strong, and you are, but you've got some other things that are trying to cause a problem. I do feel a walk at the beach or some other energy. We've got to shift your energy, and it's not a personal thing of you. It's you've got things that are trying to, pardon the expression, you know, and your chili. They're trying to cause problems.
Really?
They're trying to make a mess. Yeah. And I feel that what's happening is I feel like these agencies and the ones you've got have got you on the table, but we need to clear it up. And that's why the energy's there. We had to do an energy, and psychically, me and Dina were talking, and she raised up a shield because something could slam in the show, and it was like I could feel you and I could hear you, and then you went off the thing and then back on the board. And what the guys are showing me is that I feel the work is there for you. I also feel, Lisa, that you're a very light worker, so you're being tested this year of the year of eight to prove yourself, and I feel that you're going to do it. But you have some things or someone. I feel female. I keep getting female that are trying to keep you from getting the job in hopes that they can feel superior or something. And that's a girl game, Dina. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Interesting, all these contract job questions are coming in. I feel like I'm with Jethro. I feel like there's some things that are holding you back right now. And I feel like that your time, per se, for what you really want is not, I don't think it's this year. I think it's next year on a job that you really, really want. That don't mean you won't work again. That just means that I see what's really coming in, or when you clear out some of this energy and some of this stuff will be next year. And it will be a job that you've been wanting, a job that you, more to your liking, rather than just kind of like taking or settling or what have you. It's going to be more to your liking, something that you kind of choose in a way. But in the meantime, I feel like that you'll get work and you'll be fine, but it won't be the perfect or the ideal or what have you, but you will be okay.
Is it kind of a matter of credentials? Because that's what I'm working on. So I'll be qualified to kind of get back into my field, but I'm working on other things, other creative things too that could come together, but I really need something more secure and stable.
Well, that's what I'm the more secure and stable, the one of something you want will be next year, but you will get something this year that will help you, you know, will pay you. But I, like I said, you'll get more into like what do you want to say, molding your future, molding your schedule into what you want next year. Like, in other words, it will fill many sides of you. What you do now is not going to fill all the sides that you want and need. You know, you will be okay financially, but it won't fill all where you want to go. That will come next year.
Okay. Do you think it's like actual people around me that are causing interference, or like entities, or do you have any?
I think that, I don't know, Deborah, what did you see there?
I feel that it's a combination of just energies. I feel like it's older energies, and I feel it's other work. And I'm a very firm believer, especially with job and working, a lot of times why these different jobs and contracting and things do energy is because the past energy has to settle, and it won't do it on its own. I am a big-time carnation cleanser. I use beer cleansings. I use a lot of spiritual because of what I do, and I feel that that's what they're telling me. They're telling me that this is a negative there, and I still feel it has to do with something of a woman that's doing that. I feel like there's something there going on. So, you know, that's what I get. I hope we're helping you, and I got to run. We're running at that point. Let us know, and we'll keep on our prayers for you here.
What's a beer cleansing? You drink a beer?
Hey, it's not a bad idea. No, you actually do it like a beer rinse. you do for your hair where you put protein in, and you put the brayer in. You also fill the tub, put the plug in, and you do a little bit of beer on you, and then you rinse in warm water, taking the beer. Eventually, you get the half tub full, and you have the whole dark beer in there, and you submerge up to your shoulders in it, and it will cleanse all of that lower chakra, and it also takes away anything that's bothering you or has been thrown in your aura that is not of your own intent. It's supposedly really recommended for individuals who work in close association with brainstorming or tagging or teaming, because people will do that in a business. They will link or tie or put their energy in to get what they want for their project.
I like the beer inside of you.
Love you, Lisa. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You can do both. Take a bath. Take a beer bath with a beer.
You know, and it doesn't hurt sometimes that those of you who are calling in to laugh a little. We've got quite a few friends. We're down. We're going. We've got quite a few still calling in. I had a couple of you ask, please. We won't be able to get to maybe one or two more callers, but we love all of you callers, and please listening in. Call in again. Psyche's Gone Wild. Friday night, it's Psychic Jethro and Patty Negri from Hollywood. Be ready for the best psychic readings and medium going. Dina is on a roll. We hear that she is one of the ones who knows how to dance soul music. I live over here in Des Moines, and I would like to know if Dina would like to dance soul music with a good friend and a nice person sometime.
Yeah, sounds good. I love music of all kinds.
Oh, my gosh, I think you're psychic. So Andrew, now who we figured out is psychic, and we will be teasing him that he's asking Dina out instead of asking for readings. These guys are wild. We are on tonight and having a great time. The conversation has been trust. I want to thank all of you. I trusted tonight in faith. I got to let you know a little bit. I wasn't so sure, and Dina and me got on. We had a lot. And I want to thank you for proving my trust in me that there are positive people out here, and this is a good experience. It's been a warming night, and I've been praying on it very hard of what my next step is. Dina, let everyone know a little bit where Dina is and how can they get that full, real reading with Dina?
Well, definitely. Like, see, on the radio here, it's just, you know, the little quick reading doesn't even give you the depth of what we can do, and like a full reading can do. It's amazing what you can get. And so we can either do a phone reading or an in-person reading if you live near me or want to fly. But you can call me at 207-752-1399. You go to my website, is www.DinaFlanaganPsychicMedium, or is it the other way around, Jethro? I think it's DinaFlanaganPsychicMedium.com. Or you can get me on Psychic Gone Wild. All my info is on there too. And that you can email me at essenceot@AOL.com. That's essenceot@AOL.com. But I do recommend a phone call if you want to get me, like, right away.
And I agree. And those of you tuned in, we're looking right here right now. And I have someone writing in here, goes, Psychic Dina is not only a good psychic, but she's a phenomenal medium. You helped me a couple of years ago when I was dealing with my father's death. Dina, I'm not sure. How do I go about learning to be just like Dina?
I think they broke the mold, actually. But a medium work is I don't know. I was born with this gift, but what happens? Like anything, if you got to develop it for it to get stronger and stronger and use it. You know, that's just with anything. The more you paint, the better you get. The more you sing, the better you get. Sometimes the better you get. So I would recommend. I started out with books and classes. You know, and read a lot of books and took a lot of local classes. And that's how, and I just kept going and kept going and kept going. I never stopped. I love it. So for me, it worked.
A lot of you tuning in, and we're going through a little bit of work here, and they're telling me, and it's, those of you looking, it's Dina Flanagan, psychicmedium.com. It's DinaFlanaganPsychicMedium. If you type in Dina Flanagan, psychic, you'll come up with it on any Google site. Having a lot of friends here. We got some other people asking me what's going on. What's going on is we're working towards those wording. And so those of you that want to see more of us, let us know. Tonight was a topic brought to you by Gary, and he is a very good friend who wanted to hear the topic trust. And so we've been doing trust all month. We need to have a topic here for next month. Next month is May. So come up with something. We will do it. We're working on it. We're here for you, the customer, the listener. I have a friend that's working with me on Twitter, and he seems to always know what's going on. Is it possible to be psychic and feel through a computer, or am I just playing in my own head?
Oh, no, it's possible. That's what we do. We do a lot of email readings, and right now, you know, we're reading over the radio. You can definitely, it's an energy you feel, so you can know things wherever you are.
Very true. And those of you know that it doesn't have to have it. I encourage a person just to give them a really good reading for, like, me and Dina will do. We'll get an email reading and we'll have you send, you know, a picture or something so we can focus on it. But that's, like Dina said, it just takes the energy. I have to let a couple of you know, I know a lot of you wanted me to write in the room. And the only reason I don't is because it's unfair for Dina trying to do the show by herself for me to type at the same time and do it. And I'm a multiple tasker, but in fairness, I need to concentrate on just that one person with the reading. Jackie's writing in. I have to say, this is one of the best shows I've listened to. I'm having a great time. We're over here eating tacos. Jethro, you have been really fun tonight. If you want to come over and have Mexican food when Dina's down in Tampa, we're buying, and we've got those cute little tacos that Kay loves. Okay. All right. Well, we'll definitely do it. You guys know now what my hobby is, and it's called eating. So all of you that are coming in, make sure tonight to go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and get that reading. Remember, if things are getting you down and you're having a little bit of energy, there's always that higher faith in looking into it. I did have a friend that was telling me that they were amazed at how I utilize this, but you don't have to have a special one. Just believe that there is that light and you can't go. If you sit down and you put that over to that creator and you put that energy and that trust and that faith that you can't do another thing with the situation that's bothering you or hurting you, it will happen. I've done this most of my life, and I always see results. They are always immediate. They are not always something that I want. Good example, I was having a problem with a situation with a person, and I could not deal with it or cope with it. I put the prayers to it. That person contacted me. We had a discussion I didn't really care for, but it put it to rest. I no longer have that friend, but I do have that faith of believing it. We are down. I have a lot of you guys going, Jethro, I didn't get in. 347-494-6432-307-978-370. I do apologize. Sometimes we give you that few minutes, like Dina said, to know. You want more than the Band-Aid. You need to come to us and let's have the full session. Let us pamper you. Let us baby, because you're worth it. You're not working it. That sounds good. We're trusting you're working it, but we're trusting you to get a hold of us because you're worth it. Pamper yourself. Call Dina today or me. Schedule that in. I do all my scheduling on www.jethrosmith.net, and I love you to book online. It's a lot easier and fast. Dina, where do you schedule, and how can they get that reading?
Well, like I said, it's best if you call at 207-752-1399, because I like scheduling right via the phone, because I usually have my schedule with me. Mm-hmm. And but you can also go on my website at www.dinaflanaganpsychicmedium.com, and there's a place on there that you can just pay for the reading, and your info comes to me. You know, so then I call.
All right. Well, thank all of you guys. Remember, stay wild. It is the way to be. Tune in next week. We'll be working at wild and trusting some more things. And I don't know why, but I just think that they're just the price of Dina's shirt is went up a little more. They're asking if there could be a T-shirt. Oh, come on, you guys. They're really just wild. Love it, all of you. Psyche's gone wild. We will talk to you later. Stay out there. Please write us and contact us and get together. We love you, and that's why we're here. Blessings.